go away. No, I'm a burrito now. I can't talk. That is correct. I am now a burrito. So I can't talk, so stop asking me questions. I had a shitty day at work, so I came home. I found this giant tortilla on the bed. And I wrapped myself up. And well, now I'm an Iris burrito. Of course I can't talk. I'm a burrito, and burritos can't talk. Have you ever seen a talking burrito? No. No, I am not talking. What don't you understand? I'm a burrito, and burritos can't talk. Therefore, I am not talking, because I'm a burrito. Get it? Look, if you think that I'm talking, then there's something wrong with you. You're the one having a conversation with a burrito, so maybe talk to someone about that. Yes, it's a tortilla. No, it is not a blanket. It's a tortilla. Ugh, you're so frustrating. I am a burrito. Burritos are, by definition, wrapped in tortillas. Ergo, this is a tortilla. Tortillas can be rectangular. Don't be shapist. Doritos are tortillas, and they're freaking triangles. And you can make a rectangle out of triangles, and you can't make a circle out of triangles, no matter how many you have. Okay, Mr. Smarty Pants. You can approximate a circle with a bunch of triangles, but it'll never really be a circle. Ugh, whatever. I'm a burrito, not a mathematician or geometrist or whatever. Plus, I can't talk, so I can't argue. Am I from Chipotle? Do you see any tinfoil around me? Alas, I'm just a sad, cheap, microwavable burrito from a gas station. Obviously, I've had my plastic wrapper removed. Look, I don't know what you're gonna do with a giant burrito in the middle of your bed. It's a unique situation. I guess you're just gonna have to sleep around the burrito. No, I'm not your burrito. I'm nobody's burrito. You can't own a burrito. Finders keepers doesn't apply to burritos. No, it doesn't. The Supreme Court settled that back in the 90s. It was a landmark case. Random burrito versus Hendershot. The court determined that the defendant was not entitled to ownership of a burrito that he found on the street just because he yelled finders keepers when he found it. The burrito was granted full autonomy over their own personhood. Okay, fine. Their own burrito-hood. I suppose the circumstances are a little different since I am in your house. But it's dubious. Look, I'm a burrito, not a lawyer. So I can't offer you legal advice. Plus, I can't talk. So I literally can't offer you legal advice. Do what you want. Are you seriously petting your burrito? That's weird, dude. What do you mean you're rubbing the burrito's back? Burritos don't have backs. No, burritos are cylinders. Cylinders don't have backs. Although, again, I'm not a mathematician. And also, I can't talk. Dude, are you cuddling your burrito? Weird. What are you? A burrito fetishist or something?
No! Stop! Stop! No, you can't tickle a burrito! That's burrito etiquette rule number one. Stop it! Stop! Just let a sad girl burrito in peace. What are you doing? No, don't turn me over. You'll break the seam and all the fillings will fall out. You're checking to see what's in it. I'm a sad girl burrito. What do you think is in it? No. No. No, stop. Fine. See? Just like I said. Your sad girl burrito is sad girl filling. Big shocker. Standard toppings for the variety. You can so get a bra and panties on a Chipotle burrito. I mean, it's not on the menu or anything, but if you ask, they'll add it. It's like cilantro. Hey, you can't just go picking things off your burrito just because you want them. You're violating burrito protocol. Ugh. Well, you should care. I bet you'll care when the FBI shows up. No, not that FBI. I'm talking about the frickin' burrito inspectors. Mm-hmm. Burrito cops. And they're gonna throw your ass in jail if they catch you doing this. Fine. Now you have your naked sad girl burrito. Now will you wrap my tortilla back around me and let me be? Taste? What do you mean you want a taste? It's a... Oh, God. Oh, you're so weird. I mean, who eats a burrito like this? Hell. I'm basically a taco at this point. It's insulting. No, the opposite. It's insulting to tacos. Sad gas station burritos aren't as good as even the worst tacos. Who just uses their tongue like that to eat a taco? You think you found a bean to taste? What are you? Shit, that's my clip. Burrito anymore. No. I mean, I was a burrito for real, but I'm not anymore. Well, now I'm just a formerly sad girl who has a really sweet and handsome boyfriend who puts up with her when she's silly. I'm silly with her and never fails to make her feel better. And also, they right now. Right here in this tortilla. Plus, I was gonna start making terrible burrito sex terms like fill me up with your crema. That would have totally ruined the mood. So, you know, let's just fuck like humans and avoid that, okay? Okay, let's get these clothes off you. Nice hard cockamole you have there. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. It was the best one I thought of and I couldn't resist. Okay? No, come here. Get on top of me. Mm-hmm. And let's put that nice hard dick right. there. Exactly what I needed. Nope. I am a sad girl no longer. I am a very happy and lucky girl who is very much in love with you. Nope. I promise you, I'm no longer a burrito in anyway. Although, I still can't talk. Nope, I can't talk. Well, because now I'm a cream pie, and everyone knows that cream pies can't talk.